Shmuel Aleph Perichov Pasuk Yud Zayin. So Yehonasan and David are completing up a heart-to-heart talk that is one of the last ones they're ever going to have. This one and the one in 3 days might be the last ones they ever have alive. As a pact, a bond between the two of them with tremendous resonance for the future. We mentioned Yehonasan's descendant Mephibosheth and what everyone is going to go through and the great tragedy that looms before these two young men who want to make everything simple, but nothing is going to be that simple. And even David is going to be unable or unwilling to fulfill his half of the pact, to treat Yehonasan's descendants with the care with which Yehonasan is saving his life right now. Vayosef Yehonasan lahashbia es David. And so again, there's this kind of image that Yehonasan's side is always so much more strong and so much, in some ways, deeper perhaps than David's side. They truly care for each other. They truly have a tremendous pact for each other. And Ahava, which the Chazal told us in Pirkei Avos, is unlike anybody else's. But Yehonasan always seems to be more. And so he presses David to make a pact. I don't know if he had any way of seeing towards the future that David was not going to keep his side of the deal quite as well as perhaps he himself had hoped to do. So he pressed David to swear again. But not because he doubted David in any way. And the Nach informs us of that with these last six words in the Pasuk. Ba'avaso oso. Not out of his suspicions of David falling short, but out of his love for David. Ki avas nafsho ahevo. Because he loved David as he loved his own soul. Sigmund Freud would tell us that as individual people with individual consciousness, the ego is always at the center of one's sense of self. Being egocentric in psychology is not a terribly evil thing. It is a fact of who we all are as individualized human beings with individualized minds and experiences. But the Chazal are telling us that something rare was happening between Yehonasan and David here. And that's why in Pirkei Avos, the Chazal teach us that this is the love to which one should always aspire for another human being, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's dearer to oneself than one's own ego, one's sense of self, one's own soul. David was as dear to Yehonasan as he was to himself. The self-preservation of a human being is something truly formidable. And to love another person, an outside person, with that kind of love is almost... most people are incapable of that. But Yehonasan was. And now, where that leaves us is to come back to the plan. The plan that David had made, and Yehonasan is now going to recap. And he's going to recap it in a classic way that is near and dear to my own ego and self. Because what follows the story of Machar Chodesh is the Haftorah of Machar Chodesh that was the Haftorah of my Bar Mitzvah. I was born, if you want to get me a birthday present, you do not have to, on the 23rd of Cheshvan, which meant my Parsha of Toldos took place on Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Presumably that actually might mean, since I was born on a Sunday, that my bris might have been on Rosh Chodesh as things went. I don't remember very much of it, and that is a rachmanis to me. But Vayomer lo Yehonasan Machor Chodesh, he says in Pasuk Yudches. So Yehonasan returned to the matter at hand, and he recapped what David had said earlier. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh. V'nifkadeta ki pokeid moshevecha. And you are going to be missed, because your seat is going to be empty. And Pekod, it's going to be remarked upon. It's going to be noted by my father. And so it sounds like Yehonasan is coming around to David's way of thinking. That before he said, well, who says? Maybe he won't even say anything. But now he's taking it as a fait accompli. That Shaul is going to mention it. And he's going to notice it. Yotes v'shilashta te'reid ma'od. And when you're still absent by the third day, missing on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, missing on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, and now it's already bays of the new month, and it's beyond Rosh Chodesh. On that third day, you will be missed even more. That's from the Targum Yehonasan's take on this pasuk. Usually, Teirid, you'll go down, you'll descend, but it's explained by Targum Yehonasan as meaning you'll be missed even more. Uvasayel hamakom asher nistarta sham biyom hamaaseh. So on that day, you're going to be hiding out in the fields, out in the deer blind, with camouflage on and black lamp black under your eyes. So you're hiding out there in the fields. And so on that third day, go to the place where you hid, biyom hamaaseh, on the day of the deed, on the day of the action. And so, if Shaul was not ready to kill you, he's going to see you fleeing at this point. So what is the place of the deed? Biyom Hamasa, it could mean on the day of the doing, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, when one did not do Ma'aseh, as we mentioned earlier, it was Yontif, so people weren't going to work. The Yom Hamaaseh is going to be the weekday. So David is hiding in the field, and then he's going to be hiding in that specific spot on a day when people do go out and do their work. So be even more careful. Some say that the Yom Hamaaseh that Yonasan was referring to was Shabbos, which is one of the reasons that this Haftorah is read on a Shabbos that is unusual, a Shabbos that is Erev Rosh Chodesh, the day before Rosh Chodesh. So you're going to hide there in that spot that we are going to talk about. And V'yashavta Eitzel Ha'Evan Ha'Azel. So where should you hide? So when you go hide there, stay near the marker stone. So the Evan Ha'azel is a marker stone for, Rashi says, passersby. Evan Ha'os, the stone of the sign. Many people knew about that stone, so that's going to be a simon where I'm also going to be able to find you somewhere nearby. Nobody else is going to know that you're hiding there. You'll be there. Lashon Halicha Azel, says the Ma'arikra. It's a lashon of passersby, of people going by. So hide by the big rock, and I'm going to find you. And how am I going to find you? That's coming next as we talk about our code that we'll keep together.